All right, let's talk about your platform because a lot of people are still talking about it. Can you give us a quick summary of what you talked about?
Sure. So what I wanted to do was create a process where credit unions could use the resources we already offer to measure the programs that are taking place sort of outside of our walls. So we're all very good at understanding what of our products and services, have high returns or high costs. And similarly, even our branch structure, but we're not as good at applying that same kind of level of examination to what we're doing outside of our walls, whether that, I focused on financial education, but that could even be community outreach, business development, things like that. So I think it's relevant for a lot of different things that we're doing, but I think it's also a great way to defend those things that we're doing and ensure that they stay around.
Indeed. All right, one example in there that everyone's talking about is your Sasquatch quandary. Can you explain what you're talking about for the folks that didn't make it here or didn't watch online?
Yeah, absolutely. So, what I wanted to do was really give an analogy that people could relate to. And so, no matter what your stance is on if Sasquatch is real or not, no matter how badly you want to believe that, you can't make somebody else believe it unless there's proof, right? And you won't probably believe in something unless there's proof or evidence that
Exactly.
you can relate to.
Exactly.
And so, that just kind of illustrated that
Okay.
point.
Okay. Okay. Very cool. And you took it another step. You took it a step further, which I think I have it in my notes. Let me get my handy note taker, that education drives profit. I thought that was really kind of cool. Can you go a little bit
Right, so
there?
kind of relating the Sasquatch does exist to education drives profit. Again, no matter how badly you want to believe in those, we really have to get to the proof in order to hold it as an absolute truth for ourselves, but also to communicate it out, to our staff, to our credit union and beyond, even to our members to guarantee that we're getting a return on the programs that we're offering. And so, I think that that was something that was really going to stand out to people
It did.
and really get people thinking.
Yes, it did. I think they're still thinking about it. So very cool. Very good. Okay, well, let's get to the competition itself. Why did you embark on this journey, so to speak?
Well, I felt really grateful to be nominated by James Marshall, who's in
Oh, I
charge
know
of,
James.
So the head of the crash program at Filene. I crashed the GAC this year, and so that just, I didn't know a ton about the competition, but the more I looked into it, the more I just got really excited. I thought it could be a great platform to kind of flex my credit union muscles a little
Good
bit.
for you.
Yeah, and just to get out there and give something a try,
Okay.
so.
And so has the whole experience been like? Because I know there's a little bit of work involved, but it's all well worth it. So and there's some nice camaraderie that especially between the five finalists. So what's the whole experience been like?
Yeah, certainly. Not only with my finalists, fellow finalists this year, but with previous winners and one of the finalists last year, Chris Wanner had reached out to me, and he told me right from the get-go, there's going to be these moments where you feel invincible, and there's going to be these moments down in the pit too. And so, just having my whole team behind me to kind of support me through both of those emotional,
Oh yeah.
highs and
Need
lows.
that.
But it's really been a tremendous process of just growth and really understanding, I am enough. That was kind of one thing that we talked about through the crash program. Like, I am enough. I can do this. This is my place too. So.
Very cool. And so having said that, where do you want to take your career? I mean, building on this and other things you've done in your career, where do you want to go with it?
Yeah, certainly. Well, I love my credit union. If I retire there and from there in 30 years, I will feel very satisfied with that career. But I think part of this process has also opened me up to the idea that there are a lot of other possibilities too. So I want to be open to those. I see myself moving kind of in the CMO, CXO position, but potentially, something different too. That's really what, especially working with Dede Meyers through this whole process, has really opened my eyes too.
Ashley Colress was a CXO. Now she's COO. So we're following in the footsteps. Very nice.
Yeah,
Very cool.
exactly.
All right. Well, anything else to wrap up?
Boy, I think that's it, but I really appreciate your
Oh
time.
my! Hey, thanks for coming by. Now you can you can kind of relax and have fun.
Yeah, definitely.
Very cool. All right, Shannon. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thanks.
Oh, there's Sasquatch. I saw him.